These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.
Hello. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paw here with Jeremy.
That's me.
Kyle.
Yep, I'm still alive.
Tabitha.
Hello.
This week, we got nothing. We got no plans, no working pussy. We're just hanging out.
Our pussies worked too much.
Yes.
In this last week.
My dick worked.
We overworked.
Which was surprising.
Our pussies after last week's episode.
It won't fold back into place.
Yeah. Folds. That's disturbing. Such an awful.
Do you want me to show you what I mean?
No,
well, it's a bad visual cue on the podcast.
Yes, I would like to see your pussy.
We do not need pussy origami.
Rats.
Is that what they call a Jewish penis? Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
Did you guys ever? There was something called the penis puppetry or puppetry of the penis. They did things with their dicks, made the skin into sailboats and shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, like foreskin origami?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, this is real old. This is Howard Stern relevant old. But
I have seen people make faces on the heads of their penis and then do puppet shows.
Oh, yeah, I've had a
in person or just on videos?
No, in person.
Nice.
There's a lot of booze involved, but
I bet.
I've done a mangina before for a room of people.
You
suck your dick and you just walk out like, look, I got a pussy. It worked.
I know what it is.
Start singing Wild Horses.
It worked.
I'd fuck me.
You mean Goodbye Horses.
Goodbye Horses.
Wild Horses is a completely different thing.
I know what I'm about. I know what I said.
I'm just measuring Polk doing a mangina. Oh, God.
Wild Horses.
Yeah. So, how was your guys' Thanksgiving? Bitch.
You're a shitty cook.
Terrible. I didn't cook that.
Well, I'm going to blame you.
All right.
My grandmother died.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, that's happening.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
No, I did it.
You did it?
Yeah.
That's fucking terrible. You killed an 80-year-old with dementia?
It was time.
Yeah,
she had dementia.
Clearly.
Better you than me.
They call her the Angel of Death.
Is that what they call her?
Yep. They don't say nothing weird about my pussy. No origami or nothing.
The dykiest pussy in the Midwest.
Listen.
They
why
just
is
go,
it?
They just look around. They pop their head in there. They look around. They go, it smells like a Bath and Body Works in here.
There's just a single bath bomb sitting in it.
Not Bath and Body Works. That's... I shouldn't say it.
This isn't a very ethical conversation, guys.
All
I
right.
Don't want you to lose your job.
Yeah. Thank you.
I wonder how the Faulty Father's Thanksgiving went.
I'm pretty sure it went poorly because as I check right now, His GoFundMe is still not any pounds sterling higher. So
I wonder if we can learn all about his Thanksgiving behind that old paywall.
Here's an update on mine. It has $3 in it. I donated it myself.
Congratulations.
Just to get the ball rolling.
Do they take a percentage of it?
Yes. I lost money.
Well, good going, Chris.
You know, you got to put a little bit of money in the tip jar, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Can't just be empty.
I like how you're treating it like liking your own status.
Let them all fucking know.
Get it out of the old algorithm.
Mm. I wonder if old Abe's going to get raided by the FBI before Christmas. That would be worth fucking paying the old Patreon for.
Right.
What, in ruin, sloth, greed, envy, petulance, and whatever? Ruin their Christmas? I don't think so. We're in full swing in the war on Christmas. If you guys, do you guys say happy holidays? Do you say Merry Christmas?
I say Merry Christmas. Like, I was at a family function once. This is years ago. And my aunt, we're at Christmas. There's a fucking tree. And I said, Merry Christmas, Aunt. Well, I'm not going to say her name. And she's like, it's happy holidays. And so I'm like, fuck you. There's a Christmas tree
here. We're fucking
here
celebrating Christmas.
Yeah, she's dead.
There's a
my day.
Holiday tree if you buy it at Target.
Is that what they call it now?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. They have one in the third bathroom.
I'm not rich enough to shop at a fucking Target.
Target has 73 bathrooms this year.
You know, so... Surprisingly, like, not all Target bathrooms are amazing.
No.
And it makes me sad.
Tarjay. Do you call it Tarjay?
No. Ever since my sister worked there, I stopped calling it Tarjay because she made me realize, no, there's actually, like, cheap shit here that's decent and yeah. You should shop here.
Also, their logo is literally a Target.
Yeah.
My buddy worked there in college.
It's a pretty strong argument.
So much shit from there.
That's the best.
He's like, you need something? Just go in with a fucking red polo and take it. Seriously, it's what we did.
What's the most ethical department store to steal from?
Walmart.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. Steelyard Walmart.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah. Light it on fire while you're at it.
I've put a hamper in a basket, just filled it with shit before and walked right out the door with it. Mm. You just look around like you're lost and...
Oh, my white trash is showing, because I was oh, hell
fuck
yeah.
Fuck Walmart. You know what? It's white trash, fuck the man.
No, that's what I'm saying, is that like he just had to say that. I'm like, yeah, that's a fucking move.
When if I was a mess of a teenager, we used to take the propane, because we would huff propane. we would take the propane tanks and just throw them over the gate in the garden center. someone parked out there to toss them in the trunk.
You guys would barbecue, huh?
I'm surprised you didn't set them on the pillars of your school.
No, well, it's a statute of limitations. No, we would huff it.
Dropped out by then.
And then one of our a girl in the community there in Georgia died from huffing, and then we all did meth instead.
I'm glad.
So you made the only one laughing?
Yeah.
You made the right decision.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Georgia?
Yeah. That's about all I can say about it.
I didn't know yep. that. I assumed you were from around here. What brought
Dude,
you up here?
Couldn't wait to get out of there. My
medical school.
Yes, medical school. My mother's boyfriend had a warrant, so we came back to Ohio.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Escape
I was there
your warrants
like,
in Eastlake.
6 to 16, from like first grade to dropping out of high school.
Just enough to make your voice weird.
Yeah. For a couple of years when I came back, yeah. I had an exit. Even now, I did a show a few years ago where I was doing a Southern preacher character, and I got really annoyed because I slipped into the accent so easily, then I got like stuck in it for a couple of days after.
Can you do the rest of the podcast in that voice, please?
There's two Southern accents. I think I've done this. It's kind of a bit I've done before, but there's like the bit is it's two Southern accents, and they're each catching someone fucking their wife. And the first one is like the Doc Holliday. Oh, it's a guy who's in prison. It's like the Shawshank Redemption. Like he caught a guy, killed a guy that was fucking his wife. And he's like, I caught my wife in the throes of passion with her lover. And I beat that man mercilessly and did not acquiesce until he was expired. And then the other one is like, I caught my wife with a Negro and I beat that motherfucker to death.
That sounds more natural for you.
That's well, the one you got stuck in for weeks.
No, that was like the preacher. That was just, it was like this show that Dustin Meadows had that called Pop Culture Mixtape. And this month it was all about Batman. So it was a preacher that was like preaching the gospel of the Batman. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, good. Thank God.
Thank you.
Sorry I asked. I apologize, Chris Klim. It's not apologize.
It wasn't especially funny. It was an ode to Batman.
Fair.
It honestly sounded like you were trying to do Truman Capote for a second, and I was very upset.
Nah, I'm not that educated. Don't know who that is.
Truman Capote was a gay southerner.
Does his
books.
Pussy work?
Well, you see, Your Honor, I see that roast battle was done in cold blood.
It's my best Capote. I am educated.
Yeah, see, I can't.
My pussy doesn't work.
Does your pussy work?
My pussy doesn't work.
That sounds like Droopy Dog.
Yeah, that's where he came from.
Yeah.
That's the basis?
Yeah, it's basically like Tabitha's Truman Capote is the Philip Seymour Hoffman and mine's the Toby Hall.
Yeah. Big rip.
It's okay, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Too. I got Philip Seymour Hoffman.
So, yeah, I know that.
You don't have to explain it. We'll just be dumb. I don't even know. You might got it. Fuck, I don't know.
Philip Seymour Hoffman could have used some Narcan.
This is true.
You're not a bad man.
No one wants to pay for it.
You know the best part about my job is they have a Narcan kit, like, right by the training room.
Oh, man.
Did they not do any screening?
Yeah. You could safely relapse.
Yeah. I can just, yeah, I am.
Look at you.
Tabitha, did you have any crippling drug addictions?
We won't.
It's called dick, Kyle.
There's no Narcan for dick.
There's no Narcan for dick.
It's just more dick.
No, the only Narcan for dick is like your first meaningful relationship.
It's just sticking to one dick.
Exactly. It's like, oh, shit, someone made me care about him? All right, guess I'm done with that.
That's nice. That's a heartwarming story for the holidays.
Finally. I deserve a heartwarming story, finally. Radio silence. Suddenly no one thinks Tabitha's life spiraling.
I don't want to be mean to you anymore.
No, suddenly nobody thinks Tabitha's life spiraling out of control is hilarious anymore.
I heard heartwarming and I was formulating a joke about Kyle's cholesterol level or having a heart attack. But
no, yeah, I'm doing fine.
It didn't come out fast enough.
I was leaving it to the experts. I don't know how to respond when things are going well.
So what, War on Christmas? Is that what we're doing?
I guess.
I mean,
I don't want to buy shit for people. Like, that's...
I don't. I try to buy for my kids, and one of them left home this year and hates my guts, so I only got to buy for one of them.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
That's a win for you.
There are advantages to having your kids hate you.
There are. I've only got to feed one.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Only got to worry about... It's like half the problems.
This got real dark real quick.
Yeah, well, there's a reason Thanksgiving dinner was just me and the old lady last week.
Oh, my dad had a lot of those.
I had many fallings out with family this year.
We're family now.
I took my therapist advice and I did stuff for myself.
Look
and
at you.
You want to come over to my house for Christmas?
No.
Good. I was going to let you. But.
No, I've designed it this way. I'm finally got the tiny Christmas I've always wanted.
Crispaw's Tiny Christmas.
Yes. Fucking.
There's your cartoon right there.
Yeah. Charlie Brown, he overdid it as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I don't know. I guess this is my way of saying therapy's going well.
Yeah.
When you do what people want your whole life, the second you don't, boy, do they get pissed.
Oh, yeah. They tend to not like change.
Yeah.
Especially when it affects them.
Right. So that's why I got to eat, like, 3/4 of a deep-fried turkey last week.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Wow, you deep fried that turkey, huh?
I assumed it was Hungry Man, but
yeah, that's why I assumed you cook, because I was just like, oh, it's putting stuff in the microwave. Old Chris Paw is like, he's doing it like he does at the job.
Yeah,
microwave cooking,
microwaved.
Microwave cooking for drivers.
I'm gonna leave it a mystery. One of my jobs currently is at a gas station that serves breakfast food.
Breakfast pizza specifically, and it's fucking dank.
Yes. It is.
It's not bad.
Pop that joker in an oven and take it out, and that's it.
Wow.
And that's the whole process.
Hard work. Well, this one kind of sucks so far, doesn't it, guys?
Well, if you keep calling it out. Makes it worse. They don't all have to be funny.
No.
You know, sometimes we could just share.
We're humans too, guys, you know.
Yeah. People, Chris Clem likes to know what's going on in our lives.
We want to know what's going on in Chris Clem's life.
We should just call our listeners the Chris Clem Army.
No, we should just call our listeners Chris Clem.
I'm still waiting for a C4 podcast.
That'll be coming. I'm sure of it.
I know.
When's basketball season start?
Now.
Already started.
It's been going,
it's already,
dude.
How long?
Since October, Halloween.
Ah, you guys are kidding. Ah, man,
We started talking basketball on Facebook, and I was like, I'm too drunk to keep debating with you. Like, you are making decent points. I could counter them when I'm sober, but that's far and few between.
Wow, with our recording schedule, I sound 3 weeks dumber.
Oh, the one thing I did like about locking myself in a hotel for a week and a half was it got cable so I could watch basketball for that short amount of time.
You a basketball guy?
I'm a sports guy in general. I just like, you know, I never have cable, so I just, you know, unless somebody invites me over to watch something, I never get to watch anything.
Same.
I'm not falling on that.
You're a sports guy, Tabitha?
I'm a big basketball guy.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoy basketball.
I never would have pinned that.
Oh, I'm such a big old freaking dyke. I thought you would have been like, she must play for the WNBA.
Oh, man. No.
These last few episodes have been hard on Tabitha.
Yeah, they're fucking killing me, guys.
I guess you are wearing Cavs sweatpants.
And then
right
I try
now.
To be like, things ain't going great for Tabitha. And everyone's like, yeesh, awkward, huh?
Look, it's fine.
Can't win.
Jeremy can't even make eye contact with any of us when we talk about things going great.
I don't know how to deal. Things have been terrible for so long. It's how it goes. But no, it's I think you really need to lean into the WNBA thing. I think you need to get a Sue Bird jersey and you know, get yourself a
jumper.
Is that what they wear? Jumpers?
No, I was talking about a jump shot.
Oh.
The next thing I need to do is to be able to jump more than an inch off the ground. Yeah.
You know what's bothering me right now is that Jeremy's like, I'm a sports guy, and then he's just talking about outfits.
I bet hot Jeremy was the big sports guy.
Hot Jeremy had a pair of 1970s basketball shorts and high socks.
Can we just stop?
Hey, he's the one.
How has hot Jeremy not been put to rest at this point? It's been 2 months.
Not even hot Jeremy. Hot like Ryan DePerna.
Yeah, I remember.
Ryan DePerna never not hot? What are you talking about?
He has his moments where you forget for a few minutes.
He makes a decision, and you're like, yeesh. All right, that takes away from it.
And he opens his mouth.
Yeah. He opens his mouth and he's like, Mamma mia. Yeah.
Anytime the guinea comes out, I'm like, ugh, gross.
Yeah, dude, Ryan always reminds me of the guy from Split. Like, every time I see him, he like looks like something else. I'm like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Pick a style and run with it.
He's finding himself.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, that's something you do when you're in your early 30s. You have to find yourself.
Yeah, and your late 30s. And it's an ongoing job.
Yeah, it's a constant journey. Like, you know, some people just struggle with their sexual identity and how they present themselves.
That happens.
Well into their late 30s.
Is he trying to break into the top 3 best bisexual comics in Cleveland?
I don't think he was talking about Ryan anymore.
Oh. Well, I mean, we can. Yeah, Ryan, if, you know, the battle is on, you know, if you think you can go hand to hand with Paw.
Hand to hand.
And two hands. Just
two hands working frantically.
You guys are disappointing sometimes.
I'm proud of myself right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's good. With things going so well and all. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, things are good for you. You have an amazing cat.
I do. I have an amazing cat.
I just have two angry boys that fight all day.
Nick, Urich, and
and Nick's cat. Nick's I'll psyche.
Nick and Nick's psyche do fight
Nick
often.
Nick and Nick's gold.
Oh, Nick. Nick, you got to tell him this. So I called Playhouse during the festival a few weeks back. And they're like, hey, I need to put these parking passes in people's name with the festival. My name's Kyle. And he's like, oh, hey, it's Kyle. Hey, it's Nick Urich. And I was like, oh, hey, Nick. And I just like bullshit with him.
Right down the lines and let Jeremy do the Nick impression.
No. I don't have time for that. So here's how the phone call. Hey, Kyle with Cleveland Comedy Festival.
Oh, Kyle. Kyle Hornhorst.
Oh, that's so much better.
It's me. It's Nick. Nick Urich. You know, the comedian.
I don't even know if I can do this. It's so good.
Actor.
Hey, I need to put
comedian.
These parking passes in people's names. Can you do that for me?
Oh, of course. You know, I'm very good at my job, Kyle. I'm going to have to warn you, though. You're going to want to pick up these passes on time.
Well, the website says I can just call in and put them in people's names and they can pull up to the parking garage.
No. You have to come to... Look, the guys in the parking office don't like me. So sometimes they don't do what I tell them. So make sure you come down.
Well, that makes sense because when my people showed up, they couldn't get into the fucking garage.
Oh, well, I am good at my job, but they're terrible. Absolutely awful. I'm very sorry, Kyle.
And scene.
No, so yeah, I called it. I put the names in with Nick, and then they didn't show up. But to Nick's defense, like I did it the next day, and it was chaos. But
yeah, it was.
That's a great Nick Urich, by the way.
I mean, if there's one thing I'm getting out of living with Nick Urich, besides lung cancer, is you know, getting the Nick Yurick impression down.
Living with a West Virginian.
Will.
Dueling Yuricks.
There was a period.
I am the saddest boy.
I don't know who's sadder at this point, because like Nick and I'll just sit on the couch and say nothing for hours.
That sounds
just
romantic.
Staring at the TV.
Hey, it sounds like it's going well for you too.
It's like my marriage.
And then like
so
occasionally
it really isn't doing good.
Occasionally ooh, that's fine. I'll just
I'm not being serious.
Does he touch your dick on holidays?
You know, Jeremy, it's been a while since I've been intimate with anyone.
That's okay, boy. Nick.
Oh, boy.
You know, I heard you're one of the top four bisexual comedians in Cleveland. How do I crack that top five?
They say the same thing. There's a... where he brings it up. Nick Yurick.
You sound like you're doing a Triple H impression.
Maybe I'll do that. How are the sad boys? What's going on with the sad boys social club?
We're busy.
Yeah, we're really busy. We have a lot of stuff going on. Nothing you'd know about.
Yeah.
You guys added a new member, huh?
We did.
Yeah.
We added Kristen Gailwood, who immediately came in and made a sketch better.
Was she dressed as a dinosaur? Because I'm trying to come over here.
Nice.
She was not dressed as a dinosaur, but she was wearing a bandana over her face.
Is from doing so many roast battles. She thinks she's ugly now. She wears that everywhere.
Yeah, she was wearing a Sad Boy shirt, and I was like, "Oh shit, NWO Sting, huh?" She's like, "I don't get it," and Elton loved it.
Yeah,
remember then Sting, and then he was red and black. After
he joined the Wolfpack, dude. That's what happened.
Yeah, but we're not the Wolfpack. Like none of us are Lex Luger, so it's not gonna.
Why not?
Well, let's see. Who am I gonna murder?
Drew.
No, I mean it'd have to be either. I guess you'd have to be Miss Elizabeth Tabitha, and you'd have to die.
Fuck. Well, I can make arrangements.
Wait, did that happen?
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth OD'd in Lex Luger's apartment or house.
Oh, so he killed her the way like that hooker killed Chris Farley.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
At any rate.
She was like, oh, that's such a funny bit. You should do that on Saturday Night Live. And he was like, gargle. She's like, yeah, nice touch with that foam around your mouth.
Gargle. Ah, he died doing what he loved.
We should all be so lucky.
Amen.
Hopefully
he used
for
to eat,
Jeremy,
he used to go to like
driving
fucking
home from dropping me off.
He used to go to expensive steakhouses and eat like 2 to 3 steaks in a sitting. Like, I'm a fat fuck, but holy shit, thank God I'm not famous, because I would do that too.
Right?
Yeah, it's so
if
good.
I had just like access to money.
What,
like,
was he 27 when he died? 28?
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah, what a life.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I just, the only time I tried to ball that hard was when that Mad Max did the half-off mac and cheese for performers. So I was like, I'm going to get 2 mac and cheeses tonight. I could not finish the second because I was so angry that I was doing comedy at Mad Max.
Fucking Mad Max.
Yeah.
It's a sheer flex. Double my mac and
cheese. Sheer flex.
It's like I can afford to pay full price for this mac and cheese, so I'm going to buy 2.
Yowza.
I can't now, but I could then.
The place closed again.
Yeah.
It's always doing that.
Yeah.
Now, the guy, I guess, like, it was owned by the same guy who owned Yuzu.
I can't imagine that.
He shut both of them down.
Yeah, and he fucking got rid of them.
A restaurant that just sells various kinds of macs and cheese couldn't sustain a business model.
It also closed at like 8 o'clock on weekdays or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
you
cheese
sell
and
one fucking shitty food to people, do it at like 3 a.m.
Exactly. If you're going to be like, we're an all mac and cheese place and you don't stay open past midnight.
Yeah.
You're fucking yourself.
All the fucking Lakewood people coming in drunk on Coke and Adderall. And
like, yeah, I'll pay $12 for something I can throw into a pot with some butter and milk and do myself.
Yeah.
But Cheese and Chong's appears to be doing pretty well. So Cheese and Chong's, interestingly enough, will be featured as part of the Rubber City Comedy Festival.
Yeah, I think that's a done deal. I think that's a done deal. It's in the works. They run a good room down there, so we're going to do some shows there. The Funny Stop. And
Matt Farkas, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing what a good comedy show will do for a mac and cheese joint.
What?
Yeah, apparently a bad one will shut it down. So,
how many empty buildings in Lakewood used to have comedy in them?
Oh God!
How many people's hopes and dreams for running a business were just dashed by terrible open mics? Bella Dubby's is closed.
Yeah, but there
was a terrible open mic, but
Taco Tano's is there now, and it has an open mic.
Yeah.
It
doesn't even look like the same place, though.
No, it doesn't. It's they put in like a weird like half level in the back, and that's where the show is, and it's not the same as Bella W. It's basically like they fucking walled off the kitchen, and then like the show is where the bar would have been in Bella W.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's not a bad open mic. It's fun. It's Adam Janovac and Dan Handelman being a couple of fucking weirdos.
Yeah,
which is,
I appreciate their weirdo-ness in small doses. So it's a good dose of their weirdness. Plus, the Taco Tano's has always been good.
Is
so.
5 o'clock Lounge still open?
I don't think they do comedy anymore.
I know, but does it still exist?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Because I get invites to shows there still. Yeah, I think Steve Dembeck invited me to see his band there.
I'm forgetting the Joe Whalen factor. There's been a shitty open mic in every bar in that city.
Yeah, it's if you go up and down Madison, there will have been a show at pretty much every bar. Even Manja has had like several attempts at shows.
Remember the Lakewood Comedy Festival?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Joe, who's like, I run open mics, guys, so I'm going to have a festival. I'm not going to actually put it together, but I'm going to call it the Lakewood Comedy Festival, guys. It'll be great. Guys, why is no one taking me seriously? I just want to talk about seagulls.
I went to college in Cincinnati.
I had friends who went to Cincinnati. They go, oh, do you know Joe Whalen? I'm like, no.
Sure don't.
Family.
Matter of fact. So Rubber City, that's basically the Akron Comedy Festival?
Yeah.
Is that you? Is that the same Cleveland Comedy Festival?
Yeah,
folks,
I'm kind of spearheading it. I started in Akron, so I was like, yeah, there's nothing here. And people in Akron tend to like stuff better.
If there's one thing I've always said about you, Kyle, it's that you look like the tip of a spear. A blunt spear.
Yes. Years and years of erosion. No, I'm doing that because I like Akron. I think they deserve it. A lot of people have done comedy in Akron. And the scene kind of needs it, I think. I mean, they need something that an event every year. So that's why I'm doing it. I'm working with the Cleveland guys, obviously, but Marv and Volchko and a couple other people.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's kind of like, that's my crew that I'm starting it with.
Good.
We're at the Funny Stop and then a couple other little small shows and just get it Get it in.
If you're
get
going
it
anywhere near Kent, I hope you run it through all the proper smelly channels.
Yeah, can't get nothing done in Kent comedy without the case.
You got to kiss the ring.
Kissing the ring and providing the PBR.
Yeah.
Dirt
encrusted ring.
No, Savat.
Hey, whoa.
No, we're cool. Oh, I forgot we can't say names. So what kind of got me on this whole thing is like, I went to New York and I ate dick at the Roastmasters thing, and I was like, fuck, I need to get better. And then I was kind of just like really working on comedy. And
well,
then
hey, keep eating dick and you'll be a
yeah. I'll be working at a speedway.
You can be like the sixth best bisexual comedian in Cleveland.
Right after Dick Urica.
No, and then there was a couple comics that were coming through that did the Comedy Central roast battle. Keith Carey and Connor McSpadden. And they're like their podcast, The Mean Boys. And they're both like writers for David Spade's show now, and they've done a ton of work. Super funny. And I was like, oh, they're coming in town. And like their tour schedule said Cleveland, TBA. And I was like, where are you guys going? And then they're like, we don't know. Like said promoter won't return our calls anymore or our things. We had something set up and he canceled on us. And I was like, oh, let me try to help you find somewhere to go.
Was it Joe Whalen?
No, it wasn't Joe. Another popular figure on the Ad Hominem Attack show was the guy, and then they heard nothing. So I was like, let me reach out to people for you. Let me try to help find a place. And I asked you, and you're like, I don't know about East End.
Was it me?
No, it wasn't you. And then I was like asking people, like, hey, can we do this room? And like nobody was like taking me any kind of like, okay, cool. And then like Savat, I finally sent them to Kent, and they're fucking murderers, and it was a great show. So Savat was very happy with it. And then Savat drove them to Pittsburgh, and they did their old tour, and they slept in the Kent Comedy House. So, which they were fine with because they're dirt bags, if you know anything about the Mean Boys.
Yeah, so, that's I've seen like pictures of some of the stuff that they've done.
House for autism.
Very funny.
Keith Carey, bisexual comic. We shouldn't be shitting on him. He's probably the best in the nation bisexual comic.
Well, I think, you know, he's going to have to go hand-to-hand with Pa to figure that out.
I don't care.
He's a portly fellow.
You guys are way more invested in
that than I am. Yeah, we want to watch hand-to-hand.
Hand-to-hand.
So, no, then that got me into all this, like, ah, fuck, why don't we have good rooms? Like, why is everybody, like, being shy? So then I got involved with Cleveland, and now I'm like, I'm doing Akron, just so now people can contact me when they pass through and I can make sure they get a quality show, because it sucks when somebody comes through and they're like, oh, this kind of sucks here.
Yeah,
it's really been a problem around here for a number of years that we haven't been very road friendly.
No, and I'm like, that's fucking bullshit, you know what I mean? Because like if you meet somebody, like that's how you can get your start off. If you go to Kansas City for a weekend because your fucking aunt died and you want to get on a decent show, now I can tell you who to contact.
Right. Yeah. But it's also, you know, like everybody has these showcase rooms. So, you know, part of the way you can get these rooms, you know, having a consistent, like, something's new every week is constantly being like, yeah, these guys from out of nowhere are going to come in and crush it like on a regular basis.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you can't network with comics just by adding everyone on Facebook with a microphone in their profile picture?
Dang it.
Fuck.
Is that not how that works?
I mean, it's...
Is there a better way?
It's definitely...
I gotta go, guys. I'm out of here.
Leave.
I'm gonna go find a room.
Why isn't your voice? Why isn't your voice getting further away? Go.
I'm not that committed to the bit.
And leave.
Was that a dig on Tyler Ross?
No.
He runs a show called Commit to the Bit.
No, just parallel thinking.
Yeah, fair. No, so that was like my whole thing, and now that's why I've dived into that. I was like, I'm never gonna be a road comic. I'm too lazy. So I was like, how can I contribute? And so here it is.
I don't blame you for not wanting to be a road comic.
Motels, the soap's tiny and shit. Who gives a shit?
bed bugs, you know.
I'd say that
you just end up writing jokes about airlines and
how you have to buy two seats just to get on one.
Yep.
I stole a seatbelt extender, so now when I get on flights, I don't have to ask for one. I can just pack it in my carry-on.
Hell yeah.
Actually, I don't have to wear one, but I just took it just when the time comes.
The fat hero weenie.
It's almost there.
Well, you got through Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming up.
Yeah, maybe. I can still get on Spirit and buckle the fucking seatbelt, which is really a confidence booster at this point.
It's like once you get to a certain just like size, though, can't you just like wedge yourself into the chair?
And you then would think.
It's
but
like the seatbelt isn't even. I'm poor. I've never been on a plane. So.
I tried that at Cedar Point and that doesn't fly.
Well, I
just let me ride the fucking Manus already. I'm not going to fly out.
That doesn't fly, tiny but bit your different. Fat ass will. Huh? That doesn't fly, but your fat ass will. So, Jeremy, you've been Chris. Back home for a while now.
I have.
Settled into a place with Nick Urich.
Yep.
Your roomie.
My roomie.
How do you like being back in Cleveland?
Man, I miss my family out in Colorado, because, you know, they just had babies, so that was like, you know.
Idiots.
Babies are like the only people that consistently like me. Yeah, so I kind of like being around babies. They're a big confidence booster.
That's a good point. And they're easy to fuck.
You know what? Harder they than you would think.
Rarely say no.
Well, you know.
Big ass hot Jeremy dick.
Look, they've never cried.
Pause face is what I've been feeling.
And I started it. I know that I started it, but
you did God start it.
Yeah,
hot Jeremy and the babies band.
He makes sounds peekaboo like a faces with his foreskin.
Peekaboo jumps out from behind his giant balls.
So you're enjoying being back.
I am. I'm going to enjoy it a lot more when I go home and make a fleshy mobile above Nick Urich's bed. Go to sleep, little Nick. I didn't do anything for a year, so it's nice to like be doing stuff and not being medicated. Is nice. Well,
I did. I assume it's okay to talk about because you recently posted you've been off meds for 100-something days at this point.
Yeah, it's been. I went off meds in July, and I was tapering off for the better part of 6 months because I was on a like very large doses of stuff. Because I had to be. And then, like, I started tapering off. And then the 4th of July, I went to go officiate a wedding and had a manic episode. So I was like, do I really need to be off of these meds? Because they're kind of keeping me sane. But, like, I just smoked a whole bunch of weed and knocked myself out. And I was like, okay, I'm okay.
Turns out it's just weddings that are a bummer.
Well, I mean, it was the opposite of a bummer. That was the problem. Like, a manic episode is where you're up. So it was like I couldn't sleep. But, like, the problem was, like, not only could I not sleep, but, like, you know, generally when I'm up, like, I want to do a bunch of shit. But I couldn't commit fully to one thing. I was all over the place. So it was a goddamn disaster. And I was all by myself in T.M. Francis's apartment. So it was, yeah.
Like there's so many hostages before you.
Yeah, I'm the first boy one. I was watching his cat. I have been hired for lots of cat sitting gigs since I've been back. That has been a wonderful thing about coming home because my sister was very allergic to cats, so there was no animals. For a year, And now I have two kitties that fight all day. And they're adorable. But, yeah, it's just, it's weird being unmedicated again because, you know, you get, you learn how to deal with stuff when your brain is wired a certain way. And now that it's not wired that way anymore, I'm having to relearn how to deal with shit again.
As and, we do in our 30s.
Yeah. You know? It's the perfect time to be kind of redefining who I am and what I do. And so it's, you know, I said, I'm going to do, like, all this stuff because I actually, like, am not sleeping 12 hours a day because the medication's making me too tired to do anything but go to work and eat dinner.
What are the odds that you throw a gym pass into this and bring Hot Jeremy back? I know the odds. Yeah. There's zero.
Yeah, they're...
because that never existed.
I don't foresee myself, you know, having enough confidence in myself to go to a gym and disrobe.
Do you
don't have to do it naked.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a gym?
Do you think everyone's nude at the gym?
The only thing keeping you from getting in shape is the fact that I have to get completely naked. I can't wear a bowling
shirt at Planet Fitness.
Look, these are the only shoes. The gyms that I keep getting taken to involve me disrobing and then working into a sweat.
That's
and
the,
then
the
getting in a shower.
The exercise equipment is not in the steam room.
Those aren't sure gyms, those are bathhouses.
That's where you get the brunt of your workouts. But
well, those are where all the best workouts were.
Honestly, the brunt of his workout is just trying to get out of his fucking clothes. He's got like a pant leg looped around his foot. He's trying to lean down and reach it.
The brunt of my workout these days is trying to get up off my air mattress because it's fucking really, really... really, really low to the ground.
Yeah, I feel you. We still don't have a bed frame, so I'm just like trying to throw myself off the ground instead of onto it.
I wrote a roast joke about you not having a bed frame, and that just solidified how good it was.
Hey.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to the fucking gym.
Let's go together, Jeremy. We'll be gym buddies. That'll ease off your anxiety. Just push me in the front.
I'm going to get a pass just to watch it. Just to watch this.
Don't worry.
The other side of the gym.
Don't worry. It'll be on our cams later.
Watching a lesbian fucking Tabitha pump out 350 on the bench. Come on, you pussy.
Sheer can't leg press the bar.
Guys, I'm thinking Showtime series.
So what day does Planet Fitness do pizza?
Quirky titles.
Oh, no, let's ask Liz Block.
Yeah, Liz, help us out. Bring us to pizza.
You know, you guys start working out. It's more of a contest of who looks more like a lesbian.
Tabitha's gonna. I have a bald spot. Like
it's
I'm
the
never...
only the only thing keeping you. You don't wear enough plaid shorts.
Tabitha has a bald spot too, but she wears that yellow fucking hat all the time.
No, I have a bald spot. It's just my super dykey undercut.
Look, we did the whole comb over thing. What if you get a comb down this time? Like, get grow the front so it's like bangs.
These are my. This is a bad visual, but these are my bangs. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I have not cut these.
All right, well, let's.
You're like Dan Aykroyd and Tommy Boy right now. It's good. It's good luck.
Let's start a GoFundMe to get sheer extensions.
Or just take this chunk of his forehead out and stretch. Like, just pull that Joker down to his eyebrows.
If we do that, then we'll never get Marlon to do Ad Hom ever again. What happened to a sexy forehead, Paul? What'd you do? Jeremy Shear.
I did hear that Kirk Robinson got unfat just doing the elliptical.
I just helped it, boss.
My views do not express.
It's the green mile.
Come on
now. Yeah, we know.
Do you think Marlin can bring a mouse back to life? Shit. All right, I'm going to lose my job.
It only died because you fed it so much cornbread.
Why not moving, Chris Paul?
All right.
We've went well over what we expected. Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
I think that's what we got for you this week, Chris Clem.
That'll do, Clem. That'll do.
At Dirty Shear, at Ha Ha Han Horse.
Just Facebook me. Just send me a Facebook invite.
Just DM him.
Yeah. Slide My pussy works.
Slide into them DMs.
And
what about that butthole?
What is yours?
Do you think if I let Michael Odo fuck me in the ass, he could hypnotize me to lose weight?
Yes.
Nice.
I'm Katamari Degrassi on Instagram and Dessert Beef on Twitter.
You do ass work?
You don't I want to lose weight.
You
like
don't eat ass, but your ass work.
Your ass work.
You ass work.
Just to lose the weight. You know, yeah. it's not a permanent thing.
Oh, Kyle, your ass work.
Chrissy Paw on Instagram. That'll do, pigs.